You've never had one?
No.
You've never had one?
No.
Chris, we're in over our heads, I think. You're 20 years old, you've never had an orgasm?
Right.
Chris, get her number.
Wait a minute.
What will be?
You got a kid?
Hmm?
And you got a kid?
Yeah.
And you
didn't have an orgasm when you were getting pregnant?
No, it was boring.
Well, no wonder he was from Lakota.
It was just like he was, I don't know.
You need a Hamilton High guy or a St. X guy or anybody, well, not anybody went to Bowling Green, but a Hamilton High or a St. X guy and you'll be squared away. You'll be good to go and you'll be screaming like Batty Hattie from Cincinnati.
Not from Cincinnati, but...
From Westchester. You'll be screaming like Mrs. Lester from Westchester.
I ain't from Westchester. I'm from Highland Heights.
You'll get hot.
You know, I have heard stories about women who have had sex, you know, many, many, many times in their life and for some reason could never achieve the big O.
I know.
For whatever reason. It's probably something personal with every particular girl. So one time I was like, you know, laying in bed getting ready to light up my cigarette with this girl and I said to her, you know, how is your big O? And she said, which one? That's when I knew I'd achieved the highest pinnacle or... The next plateau.
Which one? Number 24B.
I found out later there weren't 24 of them, but there were several.
Are you sure that's what she was talking about?
Did you? I think so.
It was optical.
Well, did you ever fake it for the guy?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 times.
So sex is boring for you?
Well, I just haven't found the right person, so it's...
I tell you what, I mean, some people would get trapped. Some women... would, you know, fall in love with the guy in high school. Maybe he's lousy in the sack. They get married. They go, and she can go through her whole life with this guy who's lousy in the sack and never get the big O.
Yeah. Well, I'm not no big sex fiend. That's one of the least worries when I try to find a person.
One of your least concerns is how they are in the sack?
Right.
Well, good for you.
I'm not a horn dog or anything.
You're a 90s kind of girl. Something tells me you and Renee wouldn't get along very well.
Well... put it this way, it's been a long time.
Well, good luck, and we hope that there are some people out there who can help you in your quest.
Just search. Remember, as Rob always says, there's a lot of fish in the sea, and there's a lot of quacks in the ocean.
All right, see you later.
Later.
Bye.
You know, and if that ocean was made up of rye whiskey and I was a duck,
I'd swim to the bottom and never come up.
749-1444. That's 7491-4044.
And, you know, we don't want to just turn this into macho chest-beating kind of thing. That was a little humorous satire we were doing earlier.
Were you trying to explain it to me, Rob?
Well, no, just like, you know, if some listeners think that we're just like macho kind of jerks. No, we were doing satire. We slipped into characters there.
Now
we're back to our original sensitive kind
of selves. I wasn't lying about that how many times.
Right.
Hi, Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going okay. How you doing?
Great.
That's what I thought.
How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. What's on your mind?
Renee.
What about Renee?
Are you the guy she was talking about?
What was that?
Are you the guy she's in love with?
I want to be.
You want to be?
Yeah.
Here we go. Desperate and dateless again. Ooh. What am I supposed to do? Hook you guys up? I mean, I'm not going to hang up on you and say, you know, we don't do this here. But also, I'm not going to, like, just readily hook you guys up. This ain't the romance line. Chris and Rob late night talk show.
The way it works, Dave, is you leave your name and number, and if Renee wants it, she can call back and get it. But first, you got to tell us what attracts you to Renee.
Her voice, it's like one of those 1-900 numbers. And I'm getting pretty tired of those. My phone's all mushy.
Oh. Your phone's all mushy?
Yeah.
You probably lead a pretty interesting life there, Dave guy.
Yeah, I'm sitting down in my basement right now in the dark.
Hey, if I was going to listen to my show anywhere in the world, my basement would be number 3.
In the dark.
Do you have a candle lit at least? One candle?
No. I have a butane lighter.
Where's Jay Baker?
Okay, cool, but we're not going to encourage you to flick your bick because we don't want to get it thrown in jail. All right, Dave, tell you what, we're going to take you off the air. The lovely Jim is going to take your name and number down. And if,
from the pregnant one.
Do what? Pregnant woman? Her name was Angie.
Lizanne. Her name was Lizanne.
Okay, Dave. Dave, describe yourself, and then if any woman wants you, we'll give them the...
No. Jim, deal with him.
You think... Well, you describe Dave.
Dave is a real slimy guy with no hair except for on his back.
Twisted.
Demented.
A loner.
When he gets off, dial up Dan.
You think he'd be one of those kind of guys, you know, someday Dave.
Huh?
Someday you'll see Dave on the, you know.
We're moving on.
Dave will be going into the police station, right? And he'll have his coat pulled up over his head, and they'll talk to his neighbors, and his neighbors will say, that Dave, he spent a lot of time in his basement, but he was a quiet kind of kid.
I can't believe
Ted Nugent lit two arrows and shot them through the air at Cincinnati Gardens. That might have been worth the price of admission, but unfortunately, I didn't get to see it. And so Ted Nugent got arrested last night. The Motor City Madman.
Hello. But ain't easy, is it? Hello?
It's not even ringing. It's not easy to dial, is it?
What? Dial it up again, please, Jim.
What the hell? How the hell can it be busy?
325.
Oh, we got the Hendrix on the phones over here. He lit them. And just like in the Olympics. You guys remember the Olympics when they had the butane shooting up over the Olympic torch, and they had a guy light his arrow, and he shot his arrow through the, you know, through the gas, and it blew up. I mean, that's all Ted was doing. He's just trying to recreate that Olympic spirit that the country loved so much back then. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Desperate and Dateless Hotline Talk Show. Hope it's not a Desperate and Dateless kind of thing.
No, it's not going to be either.
You know what we need? We need a few more of those shows where you can call in, and, you know, where you know, you take three guys and they date two women or something like that, and you see what happens. We got Renee.
Hello, am I on the air? Mike Murdoch, you're a piece of shit. You are a piece of shit.
Hold on.
749-1444.
A joke, an inside joke that I wasn't even inside enough to
I
get.
I wasn't inside of that one either. Smooth. Smooth, you guys.
Oh, great.
Dedicate one of these to Murdoch.
We need a few more of those shows, I think, on late night TV where you get.
You do?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you get those date. I like the one, the personals one, where they say, hey, if you like anybody you see on stage tonight, call 1-900-PERSONALS and tell them which one you like and describe yourself, and maybe they'll call you. That is just so I'm sitting here in Ohio, and I like the Chinese girl in the black tube dress. I hope she likes me. I like to sit in the basement, burn candles on a goat skull that I have, and watch your television show. I don't like that show at all. It's kind of spooky. We got Mike.
Here, this one's going out to Mike.
Yeah.
Talk show here at WAIF, the home of the Christian Rambo.
Hello, is Dan in, please?
Please?
Is Dan in, please?
Oh, yeah, it's Matt.
We're going to talk to Dan here on the Christian Rambo Late Night Talk Show.
749-1444 is the phone number. When do phone lines become available? But obviously...
Hello.
Hello, is this Dan?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Chris here.
Chris Hill.
This is Chris Comer. How you doing tonight?
Gooch.
Yeah, the Gooch.
the Gooch.
What
are you doing?
The Gooch. You having a good night tonight?
It's alright.
How's your night going? Tell me about it.
Slow.
Well, last night was a busier night, wasn't it?
Just a little.
Yeah? What happened last night where you work?
Yeah, we got the nudes.
The nudes came? Where do you work exactly?
I'm a fingerprint guy.
Oh, jeez, downtown. So what happened when the nudes came in last night?
Took his picture, they paid his bond, we let him go. Signed a bunch of autographs.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about hunting?
A little bit.
Yeah, what about it?
He goes to South Africa all the time and kills stuff.
South Africa?
Yeah.
You mean like he's got like elephants tusks and stuff like that?
All kinds of stuff.
Now, does he really donate money up in Detroit to the cops and stuff up there?
He did a homeless thing on Christmas Day with feeding the homeless in Detroit deer and venison and stuff.
That's a nice thing to do. He shot him himself too, right?
It's a great thing.
Yeah. Well, what was your impression of the Nuge, Uncle Ted?
Old.
Old?
Old.
Has he got gray in his beard now?
Oh, a load of gray in his beard.
He's 44 years old. He's old enough to be a Rolling Stone almost.
I think he gave birth to the Rolling Stones.
Did he talk really fast?
Like, no.
Thanks a lot for taking my fingerprints, man. Really appreciate it a lot. Do you think
bet your ass I would have.
What?
Bet your ass. Did he say bet your ass?
No, I did say it.
No, he didn't?
No.
No? All right, well, if you could encapsulate the whole experience of taking Ted's picture and putting him in the slammer in one word, what would that word be?
Not as interesting as skinny puppy.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dan. Have a good night. And if you get any other celebrities in there, I'm sure you'll let us know.
I'll see you Thursday, kid.
Right. Later.
See ya.
He called you Gimp there at the end of the show.
I think he called you Gimp instead of Gooch. He called you Gimp?
Gimp, Gooch, it don't matter.
By
the way, in case you just tuned in, that really
was the guy that
took Ted's picture downtown at the police station. That was an officer of the law.
Well,
he didn't know we were going to call him tonight. We surprised him. 749-1444 is the number here, so get it in.
Yeah, and basically an open forum, I guess. Are you guys native Cincinnatians, our guests here in the studio, Kevin and Scott? Do you remember Larry Smith and his puppets did a little cartoon show in the afternoons on Channel 19? Batty Hattie from Cincinnati, Arfie, what was the mouse's name? No help. He's from Chicago. Couldn't tell. Ooh, come here. We got a native Chicagoan. Didka's gone. Your feelings, please.
I think it's a terrible mistake. Man has one losing season and they fire him. I don't get it.
Sam Weish.
They fired him.
Well, they kept Sam Weish around even after everyone realized he was a loser.
What about Ditka's hair, though? I loved it when they showed him when he first got hired in 82 or whatever, and he had an afro. I forgot all about those afro days. I think the waterproof look is a lot better on him.
He looks very slick. He looks a lot younger than he actually is. He's like 50... Dupree or something. I don't know. He looks like my dad.
He's got a restaurant.
He's had ten heart attacks. Yeah, he's got a restaurant, doesn't he? How's the food?
I ate there once. It was so-so.
Kevin was there. I was there.
So are they going to close his restaurant now or what?
He sold it like 6 months ago. But this is a funny story. I'll be
Maybe
quick.
That's why they fired him.
He's got a... there's a nightclub there called City Lights that's connected to Dickus Place. And Dickus Place was closed when we went there because we wanted to get a button that said "Get Dickus Chops Are Great" or something like that. So we go into this nightclub, and there's like 10 people in there. And a bunch of them had yarmulkes on, but we didn't put anything together until a big sign flashes that says, "Welcome Jewish
Yarmulke
Singles."
Yarmulke makes a real good motorcycle, you know.
A Debbie Yamaha.
They let the good times roll.
So we left. After we found out it was Jewish Singles Night, we didn't fit in. We left. That's it.
What, you got a thing against Jewish women? You don't like Jewish women?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Is that what you're saying? You don't like Jewish women?
There were only two. The rest were guys in yarmulkes.
But there were two? There was only two of them? Good. They had the Barbra Streisand nose going? No. That's good.
So the phone number here is 749-1444. Talk to Rob.
Hey, easy does it. You know, if you seem to be having trouble with your drinking... Or if drinking has reached the point where it worries you a bit, you may be interested in knowing something about Alcoholics Anonymous and the AA program, Recovery.
Tell them Bill sent
from alcohol. Tune in to WAIF 88.3 FM, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, for Easy Does It. It starts at 3:30 p.m. Mondays. Or you can call the Alcoholics Anonymous Central Office anytime. Call me anytime. Call me 861-9966. 749-1444, though, however, is the phone number here. The phone number at United We Stand, 1-800-925-4000. Should we dial that one up? Should we call Dallas? You want to call Dallas?
Yeah, call Dallas.
Can we call Dallas? Sure. Who knows how to work the phones? Jim, I guess that was a positive belch because he's reaching for the big yellow phone right now.
Thanks for the hustle, Jim.
What do you want to do?
Turn around so I can see the fucking thing.
Ah, thank you very much. We really got to get somebody polite to answer the phones.
Right.
He's just got a bad attitude anymore. I don't know what the problem is.
We're not paying him enough.
That might be it. That might be the problem. We're not paying him nearly enough.
Like, you think this guy wants to go buy himself a yacht or something for answering the phones for us?
I know. What the heck does he want? Brilliant.
He doesn't even do a good job.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're watching me on the telly. See me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting. Children dying every day. My name is nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Oh. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll see.
Your name is I'll see you.
I'll change if you vote me in as a prince. President of your soul. You just come to visit me round election time. Hi. I live in the ghetto.
Someday I will move on my feet to the other side. My name is Secluded. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You'll cause your own country to fall.
Today's car care quiz deals with the light bulbs. The average car has 36. True or false? The average car...
36 what?
The average car has 36 light bulbs. Jim, true or false?
False.
False. He said true. He already said true, Scott. He can't... What did he say?
Second true.
He'll Chris, 36 light bulbs in the average car?
No, there's just... There's, Four of them.
45
holy light
holy bejeebers.
Or as we say in Hamilton, light bubs. That includes your instrument lights, your dome lights, and so forth. Some cars have twice that, 90 lights on a car. Could you believe that?
Wow, my goodness. That must be like an imported car or something.
How long has it been since you've taken a walk around your vehicle to be sure all of yours are working? What I do is I usually pull up to a store, like a convenience store, and pull up so where I'm in front of the window, then I'll like flash my brights and all that stuff to see if they turn on in the window.
Okay, so Dig, the phone number here is 749-1444. Gosh, it's getting late. We want to know why you're awake. 749-1444. That's easy to remember.
Sure is.
So give us a call and let us know what's up.
So what do you think about our godfather, Dave Letterman, moving to CBS? He's going to be on
cares?
At 11:30.
Are you really?
Yeah, he's going to... Probably. He'll probably be on at 11:30.
Well, then what
now.
Are the college kids going to do at 1?
I have to watch Rush Limbaugh. It'll suck.
Oh, it will suck. So it'll suck bad.
I think it's going to flop. I think he's making a huge mistake, and I think he's shooting himself in the foot.
He's probably doing okay.
Yeah, well, he's going to make 16 mil or something like that.
So what's going to happen to Nightline?
No, Nightline's on ABC.
Well, then what's going to happen to Arsenio?
Arsenio, he might be the odd man out. He'll be forced to go on the weird stations, like 64 and 19.
Or Fox.
Yeah, all the Fox. He is Fox,
hey, what'd you think about that new version of Star Trek?
Which one?
The Deep Throat 9.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was rather interesting.
Was it? Was it good?
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it. I heard
it was interesting. The pilot was pretty complicated and pretty hard to follow, which was on last week. But the first episode, which was last night, was moderately entertaining in that old Star Trek flavor.
What do you mean? Like a lot of overacting and a lot of cheap makeup and stuff?
Yeah, it was. It was really cool like that.
Did you ever see the one where they land on the planet and they're having some kind of civil war? And, of course, Kirk is going to help them settle their civil war. And they're fighting over this piece of paper, which is really the Constitution. But they don't know how to read it anymore because they're so goofy.
Yeah.
Then at the end, Kirk reads the preamble to the Constitution.
What's it say?
It goes a little like this. We, the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Then he jumps around until he reads the whole preamble. Then he explains to these yahoos what the preamble to the Constitution meant. Because, you know, in ancient Earth history, and of course Spock has studied it too, and knows all about Jimmy Madison and all that stuff. That's my favorite episode.
Really?
Star Trek. That and the one where the creatures that look like manta rays or stingrays or whatever fall off the roof and land on your back and suck the life out of you. Did you ever see that one?
No.
They landed on Spock's back, but, you know, being a Vulcan, he's really strong, and he lived. But a few of those guys that wear red shirts, they died, of course.
Really?
If you wore a red shirt and your name...
You weren't a regular in the cast, then.
If you wore a red shirt and your name wasn't Scotty, you were going to die.
Uh-huh.
I guess Uhura. Well, she never left the ship, though.
No.
Scotty was in one of the Next Generation episodes?
Yeah, he sure was.
Wow.
He's
caught in a transport.
freaked everybody out. The phone number here is 749-1444. That's
749-1444. I guess the offers just aren't pouring in for James Doohan.
I guess.
You know what? I'm circling.
So there's snow but warm inside. Penetrate, you cannot hide. Feeling lost forever. Do we need you? Feeling dark and feeling true. This is all I ever knew. Soft as skin and leather, and I whisper you. Harder you come down on me. Sing the way you look happy. Secrets keep forever. They are dressing me. Come inside, it's warm in here. Better now to have no fear. Carry on the way we need you. Touch your head, then your hair. Soft and soft and everywhere. Fingertips are burning. Can I touch you there? Soft as velvet, eyes can see. Bring me close to ecstasy. Higher into heaven, and I'm coming to. The world now coming down on me. Hand to what I cannot see. Feeling happy, you're exploding me. Soft as snow and warm inside. Penetrate, then we divide. Sleep with heaven, we need you.
I'm Rob.
And we're going to have a phone call here in a minute.
And we'd like to thank Marty, who's delivering papers in Kentucky. He gave us the scoop. I had the dog's name wrong, the Larry Smith Puppet Show dog's name wrong. It was Snarfy, not as I erroneously reported, Arfy. And they had a duck whose name, what was the duck's name? We just said. Rudy the duck, and the mouse's name was Teaser. And we had it, so we had it.
Wow. So thanks a lot, man.
Marty, keep delivering those papers.
The phone number here is 749-1444. Now jot that number down, that 749-1444, and give us a call like Bodai just did.
Hey, Bodai, Bodai, how you doing?
Pretty good.
What's on your mind tonight, baby?
Huh?
What's on your mind tonight?
Not a lot, just kind of up late. Thought I'd listen to
What are you doing up this late?
What am I doing up this late? I don't feel too good, and I can't sleep.
It's kind of going around.
Yeah.
Scratchy stomach?
No, just real bad sinus headache. Everybody at work's getting real sick, too.
Well, stand on your head. Oh, great. And you work at a restaurant, I understand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know that the whole food service preparation crew is sick.
So hey, you must work at the rib food. Barn, then.
I don't make the food. I just serve it to the
Well, like that matters. Your germ-infested hands were putting my sandwich in the wax paper.
I don't do that.
What do you do?
All I do is fill the orders. I don't touch the food firsthand.
You just fill the orders? Do you get to wear the little Janet Jackson headset?
No, we don't have... this is Roy Rogers. We're not that advanced. We don't have those little things. Those head things you can walk around. We just have this little pedal we have to step on.
Does it ever happen that you're laying down in bed and your sinus is drained and you have to get up and throw out a big oyster?
Not lately.
That's a bummer when that happens.
I heard you guys were talking to a chick named Renee.
You know, back when I was younger, I always kept toilet paper by my bed for reasons that only guys know. And I always told my mom, I have sinus problems. Yes, we were talking to Renee earlier.
I have some advice for Renee. If she's been chasing him for more than 2 weeks and he hasn't responded, he's not worth it.
Right on.
He's a dud.
Right on. I'm with you, Boda. I'm with you.
He's a dud.
Right on.
Of course, I have a past history of, you know, going out with guys for 2 weeks and that's it. But still, I mean, if he hasn't responded within, like, the first 2 weeks, I mean, he ain't ever going to.
But what about Angie Angel, the 20-year-old who's never had the big O? She chased a guy for 2 whole years, caught the guy, and it was fantabulous, she said.
Well, I mean, if she has the gumption to do that and stay with it that long, then I feel sorry for her. Because, I mean, personally, 2 years is an awful long time.
So what is gumption another word for if she's that desperate?
No, not really. Just if she has the stamina to do it.
The stick-to-itiveness, huh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Budai, for your call. And if any other lovelorn individuals call, we'll refer them to the Budai Love Line.
Okay. Later.
Later.
Later. That means the lines are open here at 749-1444.
Boy, it almost sounds like spring in here.
Almost.
Little Irish spring. But I like it too. Uh, 11 minutes until 4 o'clock. Someone give us a call from the freeway. We need an orange barrel report.
Making the freeway.
Are the roads slick? Are they rain covered? Are they ice covered? Boy, that was Saturday, right? They break out all this crap to scare the hell out of you again. If you live in the 275 Beltway, you're going to get 1 to 4 inches of snow. There's going to be sleet. There's going to be hail.
They got blizzards, you know, like in Toledo and Detroit.
Well, like in Utah, too. But what's that got to do with us down here? Not a darn thing. And there's old Pat Barry trying to scare the hell out of everybody again. Nothing happened. Not a darn thing happened. Hi, Chris. You're on with Chris and Rob.
I guess not.
Chris, you wuss. I mean, I just...
Wimp.
I mean, they say, like, it's a certainty. You know, you're going to get 4 inches of snow. We didn't get anything. We haven't had any snow. Whatever happened to the good old snows we used to get back in the good old days? I'd hate to be a kid in school nowadays. You wouldn't get any days off.
Unless you went to Catholic school.
Unless you went to Catholic school. Or if you lived in Kentucky where they got to drive all the school buses up and down these steep hills. And every time a half an inch of snow falls, they have to cancel school because all the school bus drivers probably don't have their license and are probably drunk.
749-1444. Get them calls in.
Yeah. Oh, did that. Yeah, get them in. Get them in. Get them in. You know the average apple raw.
Tell me about the average apple.
This is raw now. It has only 80 calories. And apples are high in potassium, which is K on your periodic table of elements. Contain small amounts of vitamin C, A, and B. The vitamins, as well as minerals, calcium and iron. The Ohio Apple Marketing Program reports that eating 1 or 2 apples, you got to leave the skin on though. None of that pear and the apple kind of stuff.
Why the skin?
You got to, because that's where all the nutriments are.
Oh.
If you eat 1 or 2 apples a day, it'll provide you with sufficient dietary fiber.
Keep the doctor away.
And it'll help prevent cholesterol buildup in blood vessel linings. So basically, as long as you eat 1 apple a day, you can go over to White Castle and eat raw hamburgers.
All right. I'm there then. So give me a couple apples.
You can't beat it. Just eat a couple apples and you can go eat some just raw burgers over there at the castle,
okay, here,
which are even better. We got Dave. How you doing, Dave?
All right.
Hi, Dave.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. How you doing?
Just fine.
What are you doing up this late?
I'm a night owl.
Night owl? What's on your mind?
Well, I want to call and talk to that girl, Angie. Give her my number and tell her to give me a call.
Okay, so we're going to do Desperate and Dateless again.
Dave,
huh?
Describe yourself in 25 words or less.
Why in the world would Angie want to call a scum like you?
What's your major outstanding quality, Dave? Why are women attracted to you?
My eyes.
What about your eyes?
My eyes are the color of blue that just makes a lot of them melt.
Makes a lot of them melt, huh? You think most girls are in... Hey, you got a babe there with you.
Blue is Lake Erie,
I got
huh?
Two of them here with me.
Well, let's talk to one of them. Come on.
Let's talk to one of the women.
She can tell Angie why Angie would want to go out with you, because she's a woman. Give the girl's perspective on you, Dave.
If you're a faithful listener of Chris and Rob, speak up and let us know. Renee, Amy, and David wants to know. Hi, guys. David's beautiful, Angie. He has the most gorgeous eyes you've ever seen. He has long black hair. He's very built, muscular-wise.
Built? He's very
he's
built?
He's a really nice guy, too. So, oh, shut up. Who wants to know if you're good and bad? But but he is a really nice guy.
Is this Renee?
Oh, my God. But he's not arrogant. He's not conceited. And he's a nice guy.
Okay, we'll take what?
Any other people who listen to the Chris and Rob show faithfully, Renee and Amy want to know. Because we're faithful listeners.
Inquiring minds want to know.
But she's a nice guy. You sound like Ozzy Osbourne in The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2. I'm a nice guy. Dave's a nice guy.
Sorry.
Well, thanks for the review.
Okay, you guys have a nice night.
Uh-huh. 749-1444. That's 7491-4044.
He's got eyes the color of blue jeans.
Are they
he's
all
an Azure?
The Azure. Azure.
What would be your outstanding characteristic, Chris, besides your 6'4 height?
My eyes.
What about your
eyes? I have gorgeous blue eyes.
They're gray, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are.
They're kind of a pinkish blue there. We've got Chris again. How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Chris?
Just been sitting up late. I was wondering if I could talk to that girl called a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Oh, the one right before Dave.
Naked
the one
Renee?
Right before Dave.
No, Budai.
Yeah.
Budai.
Even old Budai is getting a little action tonight.
Hey,
huh?
Chris, Dave, who is this?
Chris.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Why? Why would Budai be interested in you?
She might not. I don't know.
Well, I mean, why would anyone be interested in you? I mean, you just, you know, I know you're probably a pretty modest individual, but go ahead and leave that modesty behind and sell yourself.
Because I'm a nice guy.
Now, what is going to make Budai, if Budai's still
go out with
in,
me, I don't kill puppies.
What's going to make her think that you're not some kind of pervy?
Because, I mean, I don't know.
How old are you?
19.
Do you have a job?
Yes, sir.
Where at?
I own my own company.
What kind of company is it? Dope dealer.
Insurance fraud place.
What
He's
is it?
19, and he owns his own insurance fraud company.
All right, Dave, tell you what, we're going to take you off the air. You can give Jim your phone number, and then if Budai, the lovely and talented Budai, wants any of you or all of you, she can.
Yeah, right. Budai, do yourself a favor. Stay in bed.
Budai can ring us back up at 749-1444 and make that love connection. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
This is Dr. Zombie and the Guitar Machine.
We'll be right back.
Dr. Zombie there, man. Dr. Zombie, get it. Get real.
In the what? Vegetable machine or the guitar machine?
It doesn't matter. It's 4 o'clock in the AM. You're listening to...
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
That's right.
Cincinnati.
I'm Christopher.
And I am Rob.
And together, we're doing it for Uncle Ted. And that's why we're here. We're here with one cause in mind. We're only here because Ted needs us here.
Right, Ted doesn't need anyone.
No, he needs us here defending him to the people of Cincinnati. I bet you he never comes back and plays again. I bet you he never, ever. Pete Townsend's never been back.
Well, oh.
David Lee Roth has never been back.
Yeah, he has. Hasn't.
Oh, did he come back?
He's been back a bunch of times.
No, he hasn't.
He's played to 1/10 filled shows at Riverbend many times.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about those Riverbend shows.
And,
but the fact remains, Nugent will never be back, all because of you, Sergeant Beal. Because of Sergeant Beal. That was his name. I wrote it down. Sergeant Beal was the arresting
Captain
officer.
Beal.
Captain Beal.
Captain Beal.
Captain Beal.
Captain Hardass.
Defender of freedom. If Captain Beal's out there, give us a call.
Captain Beal Jack.
We have a little bone to pick with you, Captain Beal.
You better hope he don't choke on it.
You bet your ass he would've. You bet your ass he would've.
I'll never forget this music review I read of the...
Say the phone number again. We gotta get some calls.
749-1444.
Okay, now go...
The Enquirer ran a music review of a show when AC/DC opened up for Ted Nugent.
Ooh.
And since... What year am I thinking of? That has to be... 78. It's like 78. So I'm reading this... You know, even back then, I scoured the paper cover to cover. Front page to last page.
Uh-huh.
And it said... It said Ted Nugent came down wearing nothing but a loincloth, swinging right across the rope like a madman, like Tarzan, like a wild
Motor
man.
City madman.
And then, you know, AC/DC just came out rocked because they didn't need any cheap gimmicks like being half naked. They just had their pure power and rock and roll to get them by. And Ted Nugent had to rely on all these cheap gimmicks and tricks.
You know what Nugent did last night that got him arrested? Two things.
What?
He lit two arrows on fire and shot him.
Yes.
And he blew up his guitar.
He blew up his guitar?
Uh-huh.
What kind was it? Wasn't one of those big giant Gibson Birdland things, was it? There's no way he'd blow one of those.
I don't know what kind of guitar it was, but I do know that he blew it up.
He should have been arrested for hanging out with Tommy Shaw.
If he should have been arrested for anything, it should have been forming a band with ex-members of Night Ranger and Styx.
Brad Gillis.
Come on. Get real, Ted.
So what happened to AC/DC?
Ted, you can do better than that. Who cares about AC/DC?
They got a huge bell now, and they shoot cannons off. Someone should send them this article from 78 that said all AC/DC needed was a schoolboy's outfit and a bunch of alcohol, and they
didn't
rock.
Didn't they have a big blow-up Angus, too?
Now they have a big blow-up Angus. They have a bald drummer. They got every goofy cliche you can think of. They have cannons going off. They have Angus behind the amplifiers taking oxygen because he's such a spaz.
For those about to rock.
Angus drops his drawer. And what about that guy for Jackal showing his pee? Did he show his pee-pee or his
butt?
No,
he showed his butt.
That was it? And he got arrested for showing his butt?
Uh-huh. And he had his picture taken right after Ted.
What? Did he have his pants up or down then?
I don't know.
Nobody cares about Jackal, but...
We should ask Dan when we called.
Do what? How the guy was from Jackal?
Yeah, because Jackal was down there in getting arrested, too.
You know, it's not a truly successful rock concert unless... One person from each band gets arrested, I guess, is kind of the motto.
At least in Cincinnati.
Of rock and roll in the 90s. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Yeah, we're taking calls tonight, in case you didn't know. We'll put you on the radio, too.
These people didn't get arrested, and it wasn't really a rock concert, but it was kind of cool.
What's that?
I was at Lyle Lovett down there at the Taft Theater. Pretty, you know, hoity-toity fancy place with padded seats and all that.
Uh-huh.
And it was a long show, about 2.5 hours. He played, you know, just... Straight through, no opening act or anything. And over off to the side, I don't know if you're familiar with how the Taft Theater set up, but about midway down, there's some more doors that come in, and then there's like a little hallway there, some steps, and there's this guy and this girl, and they're going at it. They're going berserk. They're standing up. I mean, they're grinding each other. The girl has taken her jacket off, and she's pulled it down around her butt, so you can't see that the guy has got his hands up her pants. They're freaking out. They're going nuts for like 3 songs.
All right.
Yeah, the girl picked the guy up there because she tried to pick up my friend earlier. So he says. I don't believe it. Because she was really good looking. And so finally, some woman, she just can't take it anymore. This woman's probably in her 40s. She goes up there and she taps, you know, she just like taps him on the shoulder right there in mid-clinch and says, hey, get out of here with that kind of stuff. So they leave, and then the guy has forgotten his jacket, so he comes back in and he fell down the steps.
All right.
And he just had this look on his face like, this is the greatest night of my life. And he came in and just like, boom, right on his ass, right down the steps. They should have arrested him for being stupid. And then they were out in the hall making out. When the show was over, they were out in the hall, and she's like gripped, you know, got the eagle claw grip right on his ass. Turnabout was fair play, I guess. 749-1444 is the phone number.
That's right, you bet your ass.
You don't have that anymore. Did your cousin give you a review of the show? Your cousin was there, right?
My little cousin in high school went to the show. Little Carrie.
She went to see Terrible Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I think I told you this at Christmas. At Christmas time, she came up to me at the Christmas party. You know, we were eating deviled eggs and stuff with Grandma, and she says, hey, guess what I got for Christmas? I'm like, what'd you get? She's like 16, right? She goes, you got tickets to see Damn Yankees. I'm like, wow, so you like Ted Nugent, huh? She's like, Ted who? I'm like, come on. So I gave her my copy of Great Gonzo's. She still got it.
Is she jamming it?
She's jamming it. She didn't give it back to me, so I couldn't play it tonight.
Are her ears bleeding
so
yet?
So I played the Amboy Dukes about a couple hours ago.
And didn't we play something off that really awful, if you can't lick them when you're licking
them? We're not going to play that either. We're not going to play that one.
Hey, that's a classic, isn't it?
Yeah. And we're getting no calls. 749-1444.
Remember when Ted got the twin brothers? It was Ted and the twin brothers, and they were some kind of band. And then he even had he had somebody singing for him at one album.
Remember that.
He had, yeah.
Well, Meatloaf sang on Free For All.
Well, no, this was after Ted was well on his decline, and he had somebody sing for him. He had these two brothers from Detroit playing guitars for him, and he had somebody else sing for him.
They were probably good.
No, they were terrible. It was awful.
Okay, here's Bebop
Deluxe.
Whoa, Bebop. I'll do this right.
We'll cue this bad boy up. We're professional.
Came to watch the band. To see us play our parts. You hoped you'd land in the air. You hoped we'd dress like tarts. Backstage, we stand naked. All the makeup cleaned away. Sheds his pretty skin and turns to face the day. And there's nothing to be done, nothing to be said. Last night I felt immortal. This morning I feel dead. And the love that gave it silver strings, light wings, like time machines. Like voices on the wind.
Rosin?
Thank you for calling Gateway Educational Products, creators of Hooked on Phonics, world's famous reading program. To learn how our study programs can meet all your family's educational needs, please stay on the line and one of our experienced consultants will be right with you. If you're calling about an order you've already placed, please call customer service at 1-800-544-7323.
Hey, are you going to tell them that you want to get hooked on phonics or you want to get hooked on drugs?
Wow. It's ringing again.
Hey, if you get hooked on phonics, do they have a Phonics Anonymous?
You want to ask them about that?
Phonics withdrawal. Is there like a phonics withdrawal where you start talking funny? Maybe that's what all those guys on the bus are. Did I see
please continue to hold. Your call is very important to us.
Jeez.
Oh, this is
voicemail, right? This
is we should say that to people when they call our talk show.
Isn't this what they...
Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Slow learners and those wanting to learn English...
Oh, I thought they were just going to play a...
Hey, when they get... Yeah, act real dumb like Burbank does. Okay? Act real like you're a slow learner.
I was going to act like I was going in withdrawal like a heroin addict.
Okay. Do that. That'd be funny. Act like you're a little retarded, though. What's that music? We could jam. That's a hoot, man.
Learning to read is fun with a Hooked on Phonics musical format. It keeps the lessons exciting.
Musical format?
And it helps you musical. Remember what you learned.
You know what I mean? You if you want to learn to read, pay attention to school.
Musical format.
There. There's my public service announcement.
There you go.
I mean, how many people drop out of school? I mean, they teach you to read, what, first grade? Who drops out before first grade?
I like that music.
Unless, well, who's that guy for the Redskins?
Find out where we can get a record of that, okay, Rob?
I want to find
it. Hooked on Phonics can make your dream of a lifetime come true.
You know, there's like pub...
Here we go.
Your call is very important to us.
Thanks for calling Gateway. How may I help you?
Yeah, man. I tell you what, I was hooked on Phonics and I quit cold turkey. Now I'm seeing the little purple monkeys and I can't get them off my back! What can I do? What can I do? What can I do, man? I can't go on like this. Do you have, like, a Phonics methadone clinic or something somewhere? I need to...
If you want to make a...